Electric cars, all charged up for sharing. Vincent Bolloré makes a risky bet on electric car technology.
15 years ago, Vincent Bolloré, a French industrialist, decided to get into the business of electricity storage. He started a project to produce rechargeable batteries in 2 small rooms of his family mansion in Brittany. I asked him, "What are you doing?" And I told him to stop, that it wouldn't go anywhere, says Alain Minc, a business consultant in Paris who has advised Mr. Bolloré for many years. Fortunately, he says, Mr. Bolloré continued. Mr. Bolloré's technology is about to hit the road. In 2010, his group won a contract to run Autolib, a car-sharing scheme designed by Bertrand Delanoë, the mayor of Paris, which will put 3,000 electric vehicles on the city's streets, along with 1,120 stations for parking and recharging. Construction of the stations started in the summer, and Mr. Bolloré will begin testing the service on October 1st, before opening it to the public in December. Rechargeable batteries are now an important technology for the global car industry as it starts to make ever more electric and hybrid vehicles. Renault, a French manufacturer, is alone investing €4 billion, that's $5.6 billion, in a range of electric models which it will start selling this autumn. Many producers will unveil new electric vehicles next week when the Frankfurt Motor Show opens. Being a family company means we can invest for the long term, says Mr. Bolloré, who has spent €1.5 billion on battery development since 1996. Most of his group's money comes from transport and logistics, with a strong position in Africa, and from petrol distribution in France. Mr. Bolloré has also made billions from financial investments, such as in Roues Impériale, a holding company. Autolib will be keenly watched throughout the car industry. It is the first large-scale city car-sharing service to use only electric vehicles from the outset. A scheme in Ulm in Germany, by contrast, started with diesel vehicles. Running Autolib could mean shouldering substantial losses for the Bolloré group. Mr. Bolloré was not expected to win the contract, but did so mainly because he offered low rental charges for drivers. The city of Paris will cover most of the cost of the stations, but Mr. Bolloré will pay an estimated €105 million to supply his design of blue car vehicles and their batteries. He will bear a further €80 million a year in running costs. The city's estimates for how popular the new service will be are highly optimistic, said a recent study by the government. Autolib could make €33 million a year for Mr. Bolloré, according to the study, but it could easily just break even or lose as much as €60 million annually. Autolib will also be the first time the group has operated in a big consumer-facing business, where it will be held directly responsible for problems such as vandalism or breakdowns. The real aim for Mr. Bolloré, however, is to showcase his battery technology. His group has developed a type of rechargeable cell called a lithium metal polymer LMP battery. This is different from the lithium ion batteries used by most of the car industry. Mr. Bolloré believes fervently that his batteries are superior, mainly because they are safer. Lithium ion batteries can explode if they overheat, which in the past happened in some laptops. Car makers incorporate safety features to prevent the battery's cells from overheating. Mr. Bolloré's LMP batteries are said to be more stable when being charged and discharged, which is when batteries come under most strain. Just 2 European car makers have seen the batteries, which are made only by the Bolloré group.